keep it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be in church on Wednesday night. I always think of Wednesday night as like it's our spiritual filling station. We just kind of stop in, get our tanks topped off. But it's certainly good to be here, and we trust that each and every one of you come to worship the Lord. We have our brother Andrew Glover is going to be speaking for us this evening, so we're looking forward to that. We got an announcement here I'd like to make on the blood drive. They want to thank everyone for participating in the blood drive, and they had a good turnout, and even some of us that they turned us down, they want to thank us too. So, amen. Let's sing a few verses of that old song, Leave It There. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And when your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. Oh, he will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Trust and never doubt, he will.
surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our service. We have several prayer requests here we'd like to read to you and our Brother Wes Willis to get ready to lead us in prayer this evening. If you bear with us just a few moments here. This is from our Brother Keith Phillips. Says, the Lord called my friend Gavin home late Sunday night. Thank you all for your prayers, and I ask you to pray for his family and his friends. He was only 22 years old. We have a special unspoken prayer request for Sister Laura Krause. This is from Sister Joanna Tessa. It says, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like for you to remember my daughter Joanna in prayer. She has the shingles. Also, above everything else, please pray for her soul. I love you all. This come in to the office. I would like the church to remember in prayer the evangelistic tent meeting we're having in Pennsylvania this weekend, Friday through Sunday evening. Pray that the folks will have a real spiritual breakthrough as we minister as a team in song and word, Brother Amos. This is from Brother Amos Cutts. We have a prayer request here, another one from the library, a Sister Elaine Dobbs from Indiana, call to request prayer for Bessie Brown. So the doctors have found a mass in her colon, and she will be undergoing tests to determine if it's cancer or not. Another prayer request here. Says, please, a request for Sister Cheryl Howard, who has been admitted to the hospital for what could be a heart attack. Another prayer request from Sister Phyllis Phillips says, please pray for me. I have to have surgery on my foot next Wednesday. Also, pray for our daughter, Michelle, is in the hospital with pneumonia. How many has a need on your heart that you'd like to make known this evening with the uplifted hand as you go to the Lord? Let's all stand together and let's sing the little chorus one more time. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Do you believe that you can just leave them there at His feet? Amen. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
There's one I forgot. We also have another prayer request for Adam at home with a bad cough. He's had it for several weeks. So if y'all remember that too as we go to the Lord, let's bow our heads. Father, the further along we get, Lord, the more I realize what a privilege it is, Lord, together with the saints. Such a precious time. It's just precious as gold, Lord, to be here tonight with the body of Christ coming here, Lord, with worship on our minds, with worship in our hearts for you. Lord God, as you speak to us, as you draw us closer, I know we're on a journey. I know that the rapture's already begun in a way, Lord, because we're walking towards it. Every day we're a day closer to it. We're closer to your coming, Lord, to the time when you take us away and we're with you for that wedding supper. Lord, it becomes more and more real as we go. It's almost overwhelming, Father, because we know that the prayer requests come. We have horrible things that hit our lives, loss of friends and loved ones, Lord, and sickness and cancer and all these things. But they've already been defeated. You've already paid the price. If we can just accept, Lord, your perfect will and just lay these things, and like the song says, just leave it. Just leave it with you and trust you, Lord. Then we know we have nothing to fear. There is nothing that can come against us that could ever defeat us as long as our trust lays solely on you, Lord, and we push away fear. Lord God, for the people who have experienced loss, Lord, there is a time there's a time for mourning, Lord, and as a body we join in with them, and we hate to see people pass, Lord. We hate to see the loss of loved ones and friends. We ask you to comfort these families, Lord. Strengthen them in their hearts. Help them, Lord, to learn from these situations so that they can be a comfort to others. Sometimes in this age, it's so hard for us just to comfort each other. We don't know what to say or what to do. But once you've been through it, Lord, you know how to pray for them. And you know, Lord, that when you look in the eyes of someone else who's lost someone, that they know how it feels. And there's a kinship and a brotherhood there, Lord, that helps. So, Lord, be with these families that have suffered so much loss, Lord, and strengthen them. And the ones that are facing cancer, that word strikes fear into the hearts of people, Lord. But it need not strike fear in our hearts, because you've already taken the stripes for it. Lord, we're not afraid of cancer. We can say that boldly. We're not afraid of it. It's nothing to us. It's just the devil. It's just a bluff. He has no right to put it on us, Lord, unless you've given him permission to. And in that case, it's to bring us home. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we're not going to fear it right now. We're going to trust you with it, that these people be healed. Lord God, for this brother with the cough, Lord, it's gone on for weeks. It's time for it to stop. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ over this. And we ask you to heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, these other requests, Lord, that came through, Lord, we know that we can trust you with all of them, that we can lay them into your tender hands, and you'll do the right thing, because you cannot do the wrong thing. And Father, our brother is getting ready to come out here and deliver the word to us tonight. And Lord, I just ask you to prepare him, set him aside. And Lord, you know, the very word that Brother Donnie's been preaching about, that's what we've come for. That living word, you in flesh speaking to us, your bride, through this young man, Lord. And we're looking for you. That's what we're watching for. We're looking for you. We're not judging this man or whether he does a good job or not, but we're looking for you. We're listening for your voice, Lord, through flesh, because we know that you're the same today as you were when you walked here in sandals, Lord. And we just thank you for it. It's such a precious time, Lord. Thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If the brothers had come at this time and received the offering, I'd like to sing together an old song for a congregational song this evening, By and By, When the Morning Comes. If they can find that, we got it right here. Brother, we also have a song special, Brother John Linichek. Where's he at? If he'd get ready, be ready right after we sing this song to come and sing for us. Amen. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and half cups succeed a bright in the land of perfect day. When the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, oh, we will tell the story, how we overcome, oh, we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands, but we're trusting in the Lord, and according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. All the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. Oh, we'll understand. understand it better by and by. Hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. You may be seated.
Let's see. My sister asked me to sing this song again, so.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And His love for me surpasses everything below. There is nothing in this world that I could ever own that is better than His love He has placed down in my soul. He gives me peace when all seems to go wrong, and He takes me in His arms when I just can't carry on. I know that He loves me. In His word, He tells me so, but in a thousand ways, He shows me that I am His very own. Now, Jesus is the dearest friend I know. And His love for me is more precious than all I've ever known. I know that He loves me. In His word, He tells me so. But in a thousand ways, He shows me that I am His very own. But in a thousand ways, He shows me that I am His very own.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Let's all stand together now this evening as we change the order of the service and ask Brother Harry to lead us in worship just before Brother Andrew comes out to bring the word. Did you come expecting?
Yeah.
Amen.
If I'll sing this.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Oh, turn your eyes on Jesus.
It's just a wonderful thing to be in this dark hour and still be serving God. Amen. 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 It's a good thing to still have a desire
Amen.
To serve God. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads together tonight in a word of prayer. I wonder if you'd have a need, if you'd just raise your hand before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. God, we are so grateful tonight, Father, that we've been allowed to assemble ourselves together in your presence tonight, God. Lord, we just thank Father of all the trials and things we face, Lord, just this very week. And God, still to have a desire to come to your house is a great thing, Lord. Father, we just pray that your spirit would come tonight, God, in a mighty way, Father. Lord, we just pray that every spirit that would try to hinder this service in any way would be bound tonight, God. Lord, you know each and every hand that was raised, Father. Behind that hand there is a need. And God, we're asking tonight that you would move for each and every person in the building tonight, Lord. God, if there be any sick among us tonight, Father, I pray you would heal them, Lord. If there would be any bound among us tonight, God, I pray that the Spirit of God would set them free tonight, Lord. Father, may you just come and anoint us to speak your word, Father. But not only anoint me to speak, but anoint the people to hear, Father, and to receive that which you have for us tonight, God. Lord, we just want to give this time to you, Father. We just dedicate this service to you tonight, we pray. Come and have your way among us in Jesus Christ's name. And the saints said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you richly tonight. If you have your Bibles, we'll go to the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10. We just have a thought on our heart tonight, and we trust it'll be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10. We appreciate Brother Donnie for giving us an invitation, opportunity to come, and appreciate the confidence to stand here while he's away and just be praying for their meetings there this weekend,
Amen.
And that the Lord will bless them.
Amen.
Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Notice these two things David says. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Also, we'd like to read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. May God add the blessed reading of His word as you're seated tonight. Amen. Thank you, brother. Bless you. Amen. You love the Lord.
Amen.
By the help of the Lord tonight, I want to speak to you on a thought of revival. Amen. Revival. Psalm chapter 27 verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now here in Psalms 51 verse 10, we hear David say these lines, create in me a clean heart, O God. Would that be your desire tonight? Amen. And he says, and renew a right spirit within me. And that word clean means to pure. And that word renew means to be new, to repair. And that word right means to be firm, to be stable, to be established. Amen. That's a great thing right there, is to be firm, to be stable, and to be established. He says, cast me not away from thy presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. That word cast means to throw or to hurt, to hurl or to fling. And I just want to lay a foundation here for a minute, if that'd be okay. He says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then in Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. That the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. He says, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Amen. Now, wait on the Lord in Psalm 37:34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Amen. Amen. As we look at this thought tonight on revival, you know, we realize that, as we've said it many times, that this is the greatest message that's ever hit the face of the earth. Amen. And we believe that this message will cause a revival, but it's not so much a revival to the world, it's a revival to the bride. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham tells us like this in 1956, he says, amen, this year America will either accept God or she'll reject God. And America rejected God. She turned down her chance at this revival. Amen. But I'm glad to know tonight that when America turned down her chance at this revival, a bride accepted her chance at this revival. Amen. A bride took a hold of the revival that God has given us in this hour. You know, we live in this, in the United States of America, and it's a very religious world. You know, everybody's religious. Everybody dies, goes to heaven. You know, they might have never darkened the door of a church in 30 years, but just as soon as they die, they're walking down the streets of gold. It's a religious time. It's a time that when demons have become religious. Amen. Amen. Demons will amen you and nobody else will. Are you with me? Amen. Demons will amen you and say amen when everybody else gets mad. Why? Because they're trying to cover up a revival. They're trying to stop a move of God. But the devil should know tonight that he cannot stop the bride's revival. Brother Branham says in the true and false vine, he says, now we pray that you'll open the word this afternoon to us. He says, we can read, but it takes you to open our understanding. Amen. Amen. I thank God for understanding in this hour. Amen. We can read these scriptures. We can hear these scriptures. But without an understanding of what we're reading in vain. But thank God we have an understanding. Thank God we have an understanding of what's happening in this day and time. Amen. I'll just say this. You know, I was sitting here just a few days ago and I was reading the Church Age book where Brother Branham was talking about different things happening and how that the world, or talking about Catholicism. And he said like this. He says, they'll read Acts 2 and 4 like this. And it absolutely blew me away the way he said it. He said, they'll read Acts 2 and 4 and they'll say, now stick out your tongue and let us lay a wafer on it and you receive the Holy Ghost. He said, then they got to where they quit immersing people in water as baptism. And he said, they would say, well, it's a whole lot easier just to find a hole and get a little water out of that hole. Amen. What is it, friends? It's trying to water down God. It's trying to water down the Word. It's trying to make it fit their life instead of their life fitting the Word. But there is a bride in this hour. She don't care about, amen, about the Word fitting her life. She wants her life to fit that Word. She wants her life to fit the Word of this hour. Amen. He says, and now may our conscience be washed. I would say that tonight. May our conscience be washed and with pure water. Amen. Amen. Not some nasty water. If you was in need of a drink of water, you wouldn't go find the old stagnated pond. You would look for some clean, fresh water. Amen. And tonight God is wanting a drink of water. Will we give him a clean drink of water tonight? Amen. Not water full of wiggle tails, but water full of life. Amen. He says the Holy Spirit, he says, renew our strength and our spiritual sight. Now remember that. Renew our strength and our spiritual sight. Open up our hearts. Break up the fallow ground and move in. And plant the seed of an old-fashioned revival. That that will start from this meeting and sweep through Shreveport, Louisiana, and save the lost before Jesus comes. You know, we have a great message and we have a lot of deep teachings, and I thank God for them, don't you? But at the same time, we must not forget the desire to see a soul saved. Are you with me? We must never lose a desire to see God save somebody's soul. Oh, Brother Andrew, we're above the days of salvation. Are we really? If you go back to the meeting Brother Branham was preaching, I believe it was in Africa, and they bring that man up to him, and he's walking on all fours, and they've got a chain around his neck, and Brother Branham tries to push him aside, but he says there was something rose up on the inside and screamed out of him, but it's a soul. Are you with me? But it's a soul. Amen. It don't matter how bad a shape it was. It is a soul. I thank God that when the world would have passed us by, God saw a seed in our soul and said, it's a soul. And question answers, Brother Bram says, now before there can be a creation, there has to be a creator. Do you believe that? To create the creation. See? What I mean? Now as long as you are wanting and hungering to get back to God. Oh, are you with me? As long as you are wanting and hungering to get back to God, there's a God somewhere calling to you. Glory. There is a God somewhere calling to you. Or you wouldn't be hungering. If there wasn't a God somewhere calling to you, there wouldn't be a hunger on the inside. You know, the other day I was watching "Is a Deep Cough into the Deep." And how many times have we watched that video? Hopefully. How many times have we seen that video of the deep call to the deep? And Brother Branham makes one statement in there that just absolutely busted up in my soul. He said, now, there's no two Holy Ghosts. I believe it says like that. He says, maybe you were in a justified state. He said the very reason you desired the Holy Ghost was because there was a Holy Ghost somewhere. Hallelujah. There was a Holy Ghost somewhere to respond to the call. You know why we're here tonight? Because there was a deep calling to the deep on the inside of us, and there was something to respond to the call. Brother Ram says there's a creator. Now there's a place that you can cross where you can't get back. But when that is, you're down there again in the same shape you was. Now that's the very trick the devil uses on many people to keep them out of the house of God. To keep them from praying, to keep them from reading their Bible, is to convince them that they've gone too far. Are you with me? But the very reason you're sitting here tonight, are you with me? The very reason you are sitting here tonight is because there's a God somewhere calling out to your soul. Hallelujah. Thank God that in this dark hour there's still a God somewhere calling out to me and calling out to you. Now there's a creator. He says, now there's a place you can cross where you can't get back. He says, it goes to show that you only fell from grace. Backsliding's not lost. Woo! Backsliding's not lost, he says. I want somebody to tell me where backsliding's lost and prove it in the Bible. Backslider's not lost. He just got out of fellowship. He just got out of fellowship. Israel backslid, but never lost their covenant. Hallelujah. Israel backslid, but never lost her covenant. But Ram says like this. He says, they lost their praises. They lost their praises and joy. So they didn't backslide, as we would say, they're out of fellowship. Yeah, they were out of fellowship. Amen. But they weren't lost, so to speak. They had just lost their praises. They had just lost their joy. But if the devil can blind your eyes that you've gone too far and there's no hope left for you. Are you with me? He'll convince you to come to church, and when everybody else is saying amen, you'll be quiet. When everybody else is clapping their hands, you won't clap them. Why? Because the devil has convinced you I ain't good enough. Israel is in the same place. They lost their praises and their joy, but they weren't backsliding. They were out of fellowship. I pray tonight if there would be anybody here that the devil is trying to blind your eyes, that you've gone too far, there's no hope for you. Would this be the night that
tonight, you would say, God, open my eyes. Hallelujah. He says David lost the joy of his salvation. Notice this. David lost the joy of his salvation when he took Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. But he never lost his salvation. Wow. Brother Andrew, is this in the message? Question and answers, 1962. David lost the joy of his salvation. But he never lost his salvation. He never said, restore to me my salvation. He said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Amen. That should be our cry tonight. Amen. God, restore to me the joy of my salvation. We're not supposed to be a bunch of depressed people. Come on, somebody. We're not supposed to be a bunch of people that never smiles. We're supposed to have joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. I got joy, but you sleep in church? I got joy, but you never tell anybody about this message? It amazes me. People walk out of message churches and say they're the happiest people that's on the face of the earth. But to see them, you feel sorry for them. Because they look miserable. They ain't got no joy. They haven't got no joy. But God didn't expect us to live that way. He called us to live above that. We'd say, what is a revival? I don't want us to look at this tonight through the eyes of a denominational system about a revival, because Brother Branham straightened out what a real revival was. He says a revival is a move of God. A revival is a move of God. And the word revival means the renewed attention to or interest in something. So at one point you had an interest in it. At one point, you enjoyed it. But something has happened. Come on, somebody. But something has happened that it's lost your attention. The root word of revival is revive. And revive means to re-energize. Woo! Revive means to re-energize, to bring back to life that which once lived. Glory to God, hallelujah. To bring back to life that which once lived. Brother Branham tells us like this, that when Jairus' daughter died, amen, she had suffered physical death. When Jesus said she's only sleeping, she had suffered physical death, but the Prince of Life, the giver of life, was standing there to call her soul back to her body. And friends, it's, amen, you might say, well, it's a million miles away. I'll never enjoy church again. I've done failed God too many times. Amen. It could be like this tonight. It could be in this very building. Waiting on somebody to reach up and get a hold of it. Hallelujah. To bring back to life it's that which once lived. Lord, do some message people need that? To bring back to life that which once lived. They used to enjoy church. Now they just endure it. They used to shout and clap their hands. But now they got too dignified. That's the spirit of Cain. That's the spirit that was on Cain. I'm not going to act like my brother Abel. I'm not going to get down there in a bleeding bloody mess when I can just come to church and fold my arms. No, sir. You're not going to find me like that. And that's why Cain had a spirit of pride. He refused to come God's provided way. Hallelujah. A revival, Brother Bram says, a revival, in my opinion, doesn't consist of, well, bringing in new members. A revival doesn't consist of a bunch of conversions, although those things go along with a revival. But a revival is to revive what you've already got. Hallelujah. A revival is to revive what you've already got. Just to get them revived. And when you see these crowds gathered, you imagine Brother Branham standing up making statements like this when nationwide there's revivals gathering everywhere. I don't know how many times I heard him today said over and over and over. He said, the Baptist said 40 million more and 54 or something like that. He said like this, and oh Lord, just one more time. He says, how little did your fathers and mothers think when they was standing out there and shooting pistols through the windows at them and dancing in the spirit. And dancing in the spirit. You mean somebody was actually dancing in the spirit? God forbid. No, friends. They had joy. Amen. They had something to dance about. Amen. There's denominational churches. When they gather, they shout and dance. And really, they ain't got nothing to shout about. And we gather in the house of God under the revealed word of the day. And the word has come open. And you can't hardly get people to say amen. And when you see these crowds gathered, that doesn't mean revival. That's just a gathering. That's not a revival. That's just a gathering. But a revival is when people get really right with God. When people get really right with God and pray through and starts a revival throughout the city and everywhere. One thing we must understand is that we don't schedule a revival. God sends a revival. They didn't schedule the Welsh revival. God sent the Welsh revival. And we ain't going to schedule a bride's revival. God sent the revival. Brother Ram says the revival will never come until God, the sovereign God, sends it. And then he might take up a little nitwit that can't even sign his name and do it with it. That knows not even good English, let alone the Greek. Amen. We know that America's turned down a revival, but we are promised a revival in this day. Abraham says in the church age book, every fresh and true revival will be because men have gotten back to the word for their age. See, a lot of people think a revival is when the music's wide open. Are you with me? A revival is not around music, although music's good. Some people that can shout when the music's wide open ought to be able to shout when the words are going forth. There's no two Holy Ghosts, friends. There's one Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost Brother Branham had is the same Holy Ghost we've got. Oh, Brother Andrew, Brother Branham wasn't an emotional person, really? Amen. Saw a picture the other day. They have a brother that had a picture of Brother Branham at the pulpit in the tabernacle. He showed me this picture. He said, show me something, Brother Andrew. Where is Brother Branham's leg at? Now look at this picture. You seen it, Brother Darrell? Brother Branham's not standing there all quiet. Where is Brother Branham's leg at? It's level to the pulpit. This man was excited about what he was preaching about. This man was excited about what was going on. If there's no fire in the pulpit, there'll be no fire on the pews. But guess what? Although a lot of people want to write God off and bind God down, he don't move no more. There's still some God called ministry that's got fire in the pulpit. If the fire's in the pulpit, it ought to be on the pews. In Psalm 51, we see David is praying for a revival. Amen. David wanted more. He wanted a closer walk. He wanted to be renewed in the presence of God. The average just wasn't cutting it for him. He needed strength. He needed strength to overcome spirits. And let's face it, we need strength to overcome things. Ephesian church age. Brother Bram says the fervent desire to please God, the passion to know His word, the cry for reaching out in the spirit all begins to fade. And instead of that church being on fire with the fire of God, it is cooled off and become a bit formal. The abandonment to God was dying out, and the people weren't too careful about what God thought about them as they begin to be careful about what the world thought about them. Now we're getting somewhere. Amen. They weren't ashamed to stand up and say they were going to church on Wednesday night. But a spirit of lukewarmness and a spirit of formalness and coldness and powerless spirits had started to get around them. And instead of the Holy Ghost inside of them controlling that spirit and overcoming that spirit, they become susceptible to that spirit because they were more worried about what somebody else would say than what God would think about them. I say this tonight, God help us. God help us that we never get to the spot that we worry more about what a backslidden Laodicea generation condition thinks about us than we do about what God thinks about us. That second generation coming on was just like Israel. They demanded a king to be like other nations. When they did that, they rejected God, but did it anyhow. That is the history of the church. When it thinks more of conforming to the world instead of conforming to God, it isn't long until you see them stop doing things they used to do. Wake up, somebody. And start doing things they wouldn't intentionally do. So they wouldn't intentionally miss church on Wednesday night. But so-and-so done it. And maybe that first time it really pulled at their heart. I can't do this. I got to get back in church. But they did it again and did it again. And people starts complimenting them. Hey, you're becoming cool. You're not going to churches on Wednesday night. You're becoming cool. And that fervent desire on the inside begins to be put out. Oh, God help us, friends. They change their manner of dress, their attitude and their behavior. They get lax. Remember, it says that what Ephesus means, relaxed. Hold on. And drifting. Ephesus means relaxed and drifting. Oh God. They need an anchor. They need an anchor to anchor them. But when we reject the anchor because somebody makes fun of us, come on somebody. When we reject that anchor, then we start drifting. But it's time to stop drifting, friends. You drift long enough, you get in trouble. Come home. Amen, friends. It's time to come back. It's time to see God renew our salvation. Oh, friends, you realize there's something about this message. I don't care how bad a day you've had. I don't care if you feel like throwing up your hands and quitting. To come home and sit down and pick up this old blessed book. And pick up a tape or a book and begin to feed on the Word of God. It does something to you that it says, I gotta keep going. What are you doing? You are re-energizing. Oh, hallelujah. You are re-energizing. You're getting fired up. I would to God we would get fired up tonight. Went to church, prayed all night, took the street corners, weren't ashamed of the manifestations of the Spirit. They left their old dead churches and worshiped in homes or old store buildings. Why? The revelation of that day had come to their life. They had reality. Glory. But it wasn't too long a time until they began to get enough money to build five new churches. They put in a choir instead of singing songs unto God for themselves. They put gowns on the choir. Well, you wouldn't have to if they was dressed like Christians. Amen. Come on, friends. I was in a restaurant here not long ago, and there was a group of Pentecostal people come in there. They looked like I don't know what. I wondered if they even went to church. Big old earrings in, purple hair, pink hair, high heels this high, men wearing shorts just come out of the house of God. What kind of nonsense is that? They begin to get lax. They begin to get indifferent. They begin to think, God, we ain't got to do all this stuff. God will conform to us. I'm sorry, He won't. God stands behind His Word, and what His Word says, the people of God will do. Hallelujah. The cry of joy was gone. The freedom of the Spirit was gone. Oh, they kept on with a form. But the fire had died down. And the blackness of ashes was about all that was left. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, embrace. From such, turn away. We'll never have a revival of sitting around talking about days gone by. Isaiah 43:18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. But Bram says, I don't want to blame you people. It's the pulpits where it started. No wonder that's a damnation of the country when Satan got in the pulpit. When Satan got in the pulpit. But Bram says the very thing that Samson had been raised up to defeat had defeated him. And the Pentecostal church tonight stands in the same tracks. The very thing she was raised up to defeat. Denominationalism. She has grouped herself back into it again, and her power is gone. Heard somebody say the other day, I think I'll just go back to Pentecostal church. That's like saying I think I'll go home and have my power cut off. Amen, friends. What have they got to offer a bride? What have they got? They rejected God. They took man's ideas over the Word of God, and people want to go back and embrace it. But we explain it all away. It's all away. It's for some other day. Could you imagine somebody standing at the platform saying the baptism of the Holy Ghost, divine healing, and that's for another day? It's like trying to introduce a man freezing to death and paint some fire for him. And say, there's a fine fire. That's what was. You can't warm by painted fire. That was fire one time. But what about fire now? That was fire one time. But what about fire now? Holy Ghost had power at Pentecost through the first age, second age, and on down. But what about this age? He's the same Holy Ghost today. The same power. The same signs. The same wonders. The same miracle. If he can get the same kind of faith amongst the people. Amen. Everybody says one time I was at a seashore in Lake Michigan. I was standing out there watching the waves. They would come in and oh, the sea was a-jumping. Now these people weren't the message. Amen. So we don't believe in that stuff. Nonsense, friends. If God can come on somebody's soul and the Word of God can set them free, I say amen to the Word. Oh, you're just trying to take us back to Pentecost. No, I'm trying to take you back to the original Pentecost. It wasn't led by men. It was led by God. He says the waters was jumping and the boats are rocking. I thought, what's going on? I thought, why? The lake's having a revival. That's it. It's jumping and shaking while there's a rushing mighty wind coming down on it. Hallelujah. There is a rushing mighty wind coming down on this lake. Glory. My God, I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. It's a revelation, friends. There's a mighty rushing wind coming down up on this water. He says, well, I thought, well, you know what? There isn't one more drop of water in it now than was in it when the wind come down. This idea, well, we got to pack the church wall to wall to have a revival. God can do a revival right here tonight with the people of God that is here tonight. Why? Because it's not based upon the quantity. It's the quality. Brother Bram says, no more water in it, just all stirred up. What's it stirred up about? You know what a stirring up of the water does? Should I read this? Washes all the trash. Washes all the trash out of it up on the bank. You imagine people, glory to God, the revival. The Lake Michigan's having a revival. Glory to God. That's what it needed. There was a bunch of trash in there. Glory to God. That revival come through and washed all the trash out. They should have held on because Brother Branham said, that's what we need. That's what we need. A washing of unbelief out on the bank. And let the Word of God have preeminence. Glory. God lights the revival fire, He'll keep it burning. Brother Branham said in the church age book, what happened? Pentecost, they got enough of God and they thought, well, we got a move of God going, so let's organize it by men and keep it going. If God starts the fire, He'll keep the fire going. Hallelujah. It's like the brother that time, the power of God fell amongst the young people. They were shouting, dancing, praising God, glorifying God. The word of God had gone forth and somebody come in and said, won't you stop them? He said, I didn't start it. How can I stop it? Hallelujah. I didn't start it. And I can't stop it. If you ever get a real word birth of Malachi 4, of Revelation 10:1-7, of Acts 17:30, it'll start a revival on the inside of you. You didn't start it and you can't stop it. Hallelujah. You didn't start it and you can't stop it. It was God that started on the inside of our soul. If you ever get a real revelation of this message, there ain't enough liars on the internet to talk you out of it. Amen. Brother Andrew, this must be of God. He's a grown man. He's got degrees. He can start a website. I got two young cousins sitting back there. They can probably start websites. Come on, friends. There's people in here. We can start websites. What kind of vindication is that? It is a movement of the devil that's trying to stop the bride's revival. Brother Bram says, I lay down by an old spring there where I used to drink. Lay down there and just drink, drink, drink. I noticed that was the happiest spring I ever seen. Glory to God. It was always bubble, 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 bubble. He says that's like a good old-fashioned Christian. Always bubbling. Over whether things going right or not, just going just the same, just a bubbling over. If I'd sit down and talk to that spring, I'd say, what makes you bubble? What makes you so happy? He'd say, Brother Branham, it ain't me bubbling. Oh, glory. He'd say, Brother Branham, it ain't me bubbling. I'd say, what makes you bubble? Is it because the deer drink from you? Is it because, he says, Brother Branham, I'm bubbling. He says like this. He said, was it be because I come and drink for you? He says, no. I say, what makes you bubble? He say, Brother Branham, it ain't me bubbling. It's something behind me, and it is pushing me, and it's making me bubble. Why are you still believing this message when people are walking away by the tons? Because I didn't light the fire. I didn't light the fire. God lit the fire. Amen, friends. What makes you say amen in church? Because I didn't light the fire. God lit the fire. And that's the way every man that's born again of the Spirit of God, there's something behind you pushing you, making you bubble. It's not us doing it, it's Him doing it through us. Can I go just a bit farther? Abraham says in the uncertain sound, he says, brethren, men of God, women of God, what's the matter with us? There's something needs to move. Huh? We're turtling. We're turtling. Ring, ring, ring. You going to church tonight? No. Turtling. Whew, that didn't go over too well. Reading your Bible? Well, I don't need to read my Bible. Turtling. Praying for your pastor? I'll let the preachers do the praying. Turtling. Hell. He says like this, we're turtling. When I was a little boy, you know what a turtle is? He says, we had them back in the East, an old turpin. We called them. Me and my brother saw one time. We was little bitty fellas. And it was the funniest thing you ever seen. He was moving like that. I can imagine he's just moving kind of like a lot of messy people. I mean, a lot of turtles do. Glory. He was just kind of turtling. He says, and it was the funniest thing, he said, and when we got to him, went shoot and drawed up. See, we shouldn't turtle in the house of God and be wide open when the singing's going on, but when the preacher starts preaching, shoot. The same shout you've got when Brother Harry's playing that organ ought to be the same shout we've got when the preacher's preaching the Word of God. Just reminds me of some people preaching the gospel to them. You go to throwing the gospel out and they shoot. Days of miracles pass. No such thing as that. An old turtle. You know what I said? I'll make him walk. Brother Bram said, I went over and got a switch and I got behind him. And I began to whip him. He just smothered up. You can't beat them, whip them into doing anything you want to. It won't do a bit of good. I said, I'll fix him. Took him down at the creek and I baptized him. Put him under the water till bubbles just bubbled down at the creek. He says, and that's all there was to him, just bubbling. Water will not even do it. Amen. He says, you might as well quit your fussing. I just held him in there till all the bubbles just bubble, bubble, bubble. And he never done a thing. But you know what I did? I got a piece of paper. And made me a little fire. And set the old boy on it. He walked then. We shouldn't get mad when the Word of God goes to being preached. It's just the power of God putting some fire under us. We ought to get on fire for God. Hallelujah. There ought to be such a passion of this message in the young people's hearts. There ought to be such a passion of this message in every man's heart, every woman's heart, every boy's heart. There ought to be a desire on the inside of the inside that's just burning and we can't contain it. There ought to be a passion about this. We ought to be passionate about it, friends. there's people getting passionate about sports, there ought to be people getting passionate about this message. In a few months, people get passionate about $5 off a $5 shirt. We ought to get passionate. They'll push people out of the way. They'll kick them out of their way. They'll do whatever they got to do to make sure they get that deal. That's what we ought to do. Kick every devil in hell out of our way. Kick every lying vanity out of our way. We're after something here, friends. We're after eternal life. The greatest bargain you'll ever get. For wheresoever, St. Matthew 24:28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. But I tell you, wherever that carcass is, wherever that fresh word is, wherever that fresh man is, Brother Jim, wherever that passion to hear the voice of God in this day, wherever that word is, there will the eagles be gathered. Oh, hallelujah. Wherever the word of God is going forth, the eagles ought to be there. The eagle stirring her nest. He says, eagles eat eagles' food. Hallelujah. You can't be a chicken. A chicken can't be an eagle. You're predestinated by God to be eagles. You were born to be eagles. You're a part of the eagle family. Your spirit comes from God who created the heavens and the earth, who believes all things. God believes all things. We ought to believe all things. I filmed this today. Brother Bam says in the Smyrna church age, a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. So when the prodigal son was out in the hog's pen, he was still a son. Amen. He was out of fellowship. Oh, glory to God. Preach with me a few more minutes. I'll close. He was out of fellowship. He needed to be back in fellowship. And some of us might have wandered in places we didn't belong. We might have wondered on things we didn't belong. But guess what? If you were a son of God before the foundation of the world, you always was a son of God. And no matter how far you wandered, no matter how far you went in sin, no matter how far the devil might have drug you out, you were still a son of God. So guess what? Tonight, we're sons and daughters of God. Brother Andrew, I felt God. My home's busted all to pieces. Are you still a son? Are you still a daughter of God? His daddy never lost the faith. My boy might have went out in the world. He might have been involved in things I wouldn't want him involved in, but he's still a son. And he still belongs to me. And you know what? I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop seeking God until I see that boy's spirit renewed. Until I see a revival on the whole. Hallelujah. Until I see a revival on the inside of him that causes him to get up and take off running. Oh, before he recognizes he's a son. In fact, a lot of you true Christians are like the story of a bald eagle that was hatched over under a hen. You know that eagle's the type of the true believer? Yeah. Remember, says, I'll skip a couple of this to save time. He said, he never heard an eagle cry, but when he heard that first scream, yeah. Oh. Yeah. When he heard that first scream, yeah. Heard a brother tell something like this one time in a testimony. He said, you know what? When we was little, we didn't have much access to the message. Yeah. He said, all we had was what tapes we would get every month. They would send the tape. And he said, every month when we would sit down with a calendar and we would time the days down to when we knew that tape would be here. And he said, on that day, he said, everybody was at the front door listening and watching for the mailman because they knew there was something coming. And he said we'd almost push each other out of the way to get out there and to get our hands on that tape. And we would tear that package to pieces and we would put that tape in the tape player and we would sit there and we would begin to feed on that. And I thought, oh God, we've got it on our cell phones, on MP3s, on our computers, on our iPads. And do we take time to listen to the scream? Do we take time to hear the voice of the Word of God? I say, God help us all tonight, friends. But when he heard the first scream, he didn't have to go to an altar and get something in him. Something was in him. Something in him, he says. And he stirred and he longed to launch out towards it, but he was afraid to try. Again, that mother screamed for him to arise in the wind and follow her. He screamed back that he was afraid. Once more, she called out screaming that he'd try beating his wings. He hurled himself into the air and answering the cry of his mother, he soared off into the blue skies. You see, he was always an eagle. Oh God. If you don't get anything out of this message tonight, get this. You're an eagle. He might have acted like a chicken for a while, but he could not be satisfied. Woo! He might have acted like a chicken. He might have clucked like the chickens. He might have ate what the chickens ate, but he couldn't be satisfied. Why, Brother Charlie? There was a deep calling to the deep, Brother Darrell, and it was longing for something more than just a bunch of chicken scratch. He wanted eagle's food. Once a true son of God hears the cry of the Spirit by the Word of God, he too will realize who he is and run to that great prophet eagle and be with him forever, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So this eagle, Brother Branham tells like this, that eagle's wings was given them for deliverance. Oh. Eagle's wings was given to them for deliverance. One time, the Cincinnati Zoo, I was down there, Brother says, my little daughter, and I'm a great lover of outdoors, as you know, and I seen they caught an eagle and put him in a cage. And that poor little fellow, I heard a noise. I was holding little Sarah by the hand, and we went, oh God, help us, friends. We went down there, and there this great bird that was born to soar in the sky, that was born to fly above storms, was trapped. Oh God. Bloody all over his face. Feathers all beat off of him. I thought, what a pitiful sight. He got down. He walked back across the cage. He got to start flopping his wings again to burst right his head in the cage again. But he was captured. He fell back on the floor and lay there and his eyes rolled around. He looked up and seen the blue skies which he was born for. He's a heavenly bird, you know, but you see some wise achievement of man put him in a cage. Let me close with this. I'll ask you tonight, you might be like that eagle in the Cincinnati Zoo. He was born to fly. You know, here, some time ago, heard Brother Ron Spencer tell a story about being fishing one time. And there was a brother fishing with him, and there was an eagle that flew over them fishing. And he said that the vulture can fly faster than the eagle. And it come in on that eagle and bit that eagle. And Brother Ron said that eagle just spread his wings out and stopped. Oh. He had just been bit. But he spreads his wings out and he just stops. And he said all of a sudden, that eagle just shook himself. That eagle just shook himself. And when he did, he began to fly again. But now, that eagle just shook himself. And he began to fly again. He was bit. He was wounded. But he was born to fly. Amen. He was not going in a cage. He just spread his wings and he shook himself and he took off flying. Oh, church of the living God, would that be you tonight that the devil has just depressed you and discouraged you to the point you can't even spread your wings anymore? But I encourage you tonight to spread your wings and just shake yourself. Just shake yourself loose from this Laodicean age. Shake yourself loose from the cares of this world. Just shake yourself tonight. This great eagle that we're going to speak about, I'm going to liken it unto the heritage of God. And I read that in Palestine alone, there's 40 different types of eagles. It says the eagle, the word means one feeding with the beak, which is a very beautiful type of God. God feeds his children by his mouth. He says, so this eagle that feeds his little eaglets with his word. But later we found out that that doesn't exactly. He begins to speak on Isaiah 40, 31, the text we read when we opened, about the eagle renewing its strength. He says, but later we found out that it doesn't exactly renew its youth, but it has times. Ooh, man, I love this message, don't you? But it has times that when it just feels so good, it acts young. There's just times that this eagle feels so good, he can't sleep in church any longer. Oh. Hallelujah. There's times that this eagle feels so good. He can see the skies that he once flew in. He can see where he fed with other eagles. He can see that. And he says, you know what? I want to shake myself. He says, so I would liken that unto a revival. That's where God's eaglets, they might just be a little aged, but when the revival comes, oh, they all get young again. Like that sister said one time, she said, I was sitting in my pew and I was praying that God would start a move among our young people in the front row. And she said, I seen some of the young sisters and brothers just sitting there praying. And she said, I prayed, God, would you get a hold of them and give them a good blessing? And she said, the Spirit of God began to fall on them. And she watched the young people as they begin to shout and dance and praise God. Oh, friends, this message will cause you to do it. You want a real shout? Get in this message. You want a real dance? Get in this message. You want to hear a real good old song? It ain't going to come from some backslidden person that sold out their birthright. It'll come from a Holy Ghost filled somebody that's inspired to sing the brightest song. Oh, Church of the Living God tonight, why don't we spread our wings tonight? We were born to fly. And that's the reason God likened himself to an eagle. He likes his children to eagles. And because they're the highest soaring bird, they can go higher than any bird there is. Don't you know when you're so high, you really don't care to hear what's going on down below? Oh, when they're over. Oh. Brother Darrell, when they're saying this message is false, and Brother Branham wasn't a prophet, and they're saying you need to leave this message, and yet there's still young people getting the Holy Ghost, there's still people getting a real revelation of this message, and they're soaring. You know why? We're not chickens down there clucking around trying to find something to eat. We've spread our wings above that, and we're flying into the presence of Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. And these old eagles, when he begins to get old, he finds, and he goes way up high in the cleft of the rocks, and he finds a certain rock. He gets up there. He gets so old, he can't hardly walk around. This crust is killing him over his head. And he takes his head, and he starts beating against that rock, beating it against the rock until he knocks the crust off of his head. Oh, it hurts him. You can see him up there flopping around. He'll jump back. Watch him through them glasses. He'll knock his head again. What's he trying to do? Knock that crust off. And he'll bleed, and the blood will run all over him until he knocks that crust off. And if he can't get, and if he can't knock it off, he dies. Oh God, friends, don't let the crust cover our eyes. The spot we spiritually die. But if he gets it knocked off, he'll start rejoicing. Oh, He'll start rejoicing and screaming. You can hear him for miles just screaming. Why? He knows that he's got all the crust off of him. He knows that his youth's going to be renewed again because that crust off. He says, but brother, he says, I love that about the eagle. But brother, I know a rock. I know a rock that a weary sinner can beat. Not his head on there, but beat himself in prayer till all the crust of the world is took off of him. All the unbelief, all the shackles are broke loose. And that man can beat himself in prayer there till every sin shackle is broke away from him. I know where prostitutes can beat till they become ladies. I know where drunkards and gamblers can beat till they become saints of God, men of God. I know a rock. I know a rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus, our refuge. And as soon as you get all the world beat off of you, you renew your youth again.
As the musicians are coming, we're in the story, the Bible story about a man named Samson. We read the quote. Abraham said this man was raised to defeat the Philistines. But the Philistines had defeated him. Think about this man, strong. But this man that people once ran from are now running to him. Why? He'd been defeated. And watch how the devil will do. He'll get you in a defeated state. You ain't got no joy, ain't got no happiness, ain't got no peace, ain't got nothing. Because the devil is longing to choke the life of God out of us. But I think of Samson. We look at this eagle. Samson longed when his hair was gone and his secret was out and everything about him, he was defeated. Brother Ram says they had made sport out of him. Heard him say today, and just once more, he said they would actually go in this big Colosseum. Oh. And in this big Colosseum, they would gather there, and they would actually wait till they said, Samson's coming out. And they would all get happy. Because now the show starts. Yeah. But Brother Harry, Samson, this defeated spot that he was, his eyes had been gone. He could not see like this eagle. Brother Charlie, there was something in Samson that when that little boy was leading him around, he just cried, get me to the pillars. Just get me to the pillars. And he got to the pillars. Oh, hallelujah. He got to the pillars, and I can imagine while he's at them pillars, something comes over him. Oh. And this man that was in a defeated state, this man that the devil wasn't scared of him. And you might be that way tonight. Because at one time you might have had a prayer life, but now it's kind of quit. One time you read your Bible, but now you don't read it anymore. In a defeated state, and the devil knows he's getting at you. But Samson on the inside screamed out, just once more, Lord. And the Spirit of God came up on Samson. And Samson killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. Once more, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Once more, Lord. Renew me. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. God, we are so unworthy, Father, but you have made us worthy, Lord. Father, in this hour, Lord, when people are turning their back on you, God, you're still crying out to the hearts of your children, I'll renew you. Just find that rock. Lord, how the devil would love to just come in here tonight and just defeat each and every person. And take every one of us down and say, look, I got them. I got them right where I want them. They don't even praise God anymore. They don't raise their hands. They don't read their Bible. They don't really have a passion for this message anymore. I've got them right where I want them. How the devil would love to do that. But the devil is badly mistaken tonight. Because we're sons and daughters of God, Lord. Amen. We're eagles tonight. All the devil can you, we can just imagine, Lord, as Samson that day.
He could hear in his mind all that he had done and how he had let the secret out to Delilah. I can just hear him. But there was something on the inside of him, because he was used of you, God, that he cried once more and the Spirit of God came upon him. Lord, I pray tonight if there would be anybody here tonight, Lord, that the devil has so discouraged them and so depressed them and put them down so low, they can't enjoy the bride's revival. They don't enjoy coming to church anymore because they've got just so much on their mind. In this age of pressure, Lord, maybe the devil's telling them church ain't for you. You belong out in the cool places, in the clubs and with people, with cool people. You belong out there. And he's trying to pull their strength. Oh God, may we find the rock tonight, Lord. May we find that rock tonight, God, that we can beat our eyes on and take all this stuff of Laodicea and how it tries to cover our eyes. Oh, that eagle was so weak he couldn't hardly fly. He was born to fly, but he couldn't. But he knew if he could just get to the rock. Oh God, may we find our way to the rock tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray that each and every person that's in this building tonight, God, I pray that you would give them such an anointing tonight, Father. You would give them such a strength tonight, Lord. You would bless their life tonight, God, that when they leave this building tonight, Lord, they feel like I can make it. Amen. I can make it. The devil's trying to take me down. The devil's trying to destroy me. But I can make it because the grace of God has come to my life. Lord, it's nothing we've done. It's all what you've done, God. It's no ability of our own. It's all your ability, Lord. God, I pray tonight you would help us, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, may every shackle, as Brother Branham said, may every shackle, may we find that rock and beat that shackle off. Maybe the devil has shackled our hands and put them under bondage and we can't raise him anymore. May we find that rock tonight until we break the shackles free. Oh, God. Lord, my mind goes back to the testimony of that brother I heard. He had been involved in so much in the world and sin had wrecked his life. He knew this message. He knew it was right. But the devil had pulled him out and he says, I felt like Samson. I was shackled by my past. I was shackled by things in my life. But I can just hear him as he said, I found the rock, Jesus. And God, I watched the power of God come over that man. And he said, I haven't raised my hands in years, but I'm going to raise him tonight. My mind goes to another testimony, Lord, of your grace and power. A man that didn't know much about this message had been in jail and had tattoos all over his arms. But his wife got desperate and said, I want to see my husband in church. I want to see him saved. I want to see him believe in this message. And God went to him and saved him and delivered him and brought him in the house of God. But he could not raise his hands when the worship would go on because he said those tattoos was just, he was just so ashamed of them. And he came up for prayer, Lord, and your grace. He said, I want these tattoos gone. And the minister of God said, do you believe God can take them off? Then raise your hands. He said, I believe God can do it. And he raised his hands and the tattoos left him. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, I felt free again. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Jesus. We're crying out for your mercy, Lord. We're crying out for your help. How the devil would love to just run through and say the deepest people in the world, they believe the message, but look at them. They ain't even got joy. They ain't even got victory in their home. The prophet's voice has been silenced because of other voices. May we go home tonight and shake every devil in hell and say this house belongs to God. This house belongs to God. And may we create an atmosphere that God would be pleased to dwell in. May you re-energize us tonight, God. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Brother Harry, would you mind to sing that Bring Back the New again? Let's stand our feet tonight, friends. Do you believe God can do things like that?
Yes.
Do you believe God can do things like that right here tonight?
Yes.
He is here tonight, friends. I don't know why God laid this on my heart to preach, but I just preached it because he laid it on my heart. I read a story today in Europe. They have a big contest every year where all the champions, the greatest chess players in the world, they all come
And they play a game, a big competition there. And there's a mural hangs on the wall there. And it was painted centuries ago. And this man come by one day looking at it. It's got a picture of the king playing some people there. And this man comes by and he looks at it. And he says, he studies it for about 25 minutes. And he says, begins to scream, "It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong." On the bottom of that painting, they wrote the word checkmate. Which means this game's ended, the king's defeated, it's done, he's helpless. This man sitting there studying this picture said, "It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong." People began to gather around him. They said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I've studied this thing. The king's got one more move." Glory. This painter overlooked the king. He's got one more move.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. He overlooked the move that the king's got. And I thought about that. The doctor says there's no more hope. The doctor just wrote checkmate on it. You're helpless. You're defeated. You'll never rise above this. You'll never overcome depression. You'll never overcome those things. That's what the devil has done. But the king's got one more move. Oh, hallelujah. The king, Brother Darrell, has got one more move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's got one more move to save the sinner, to heal the sick, to bring the backslider back to fellowship. He's got one more move. Oh, hallelujah. That's my God tonight. That's my King tonight. Oh, I'll say this. He ain't got just one more move. He's got move after move after move after move.
Brother Harry, sing it for us tonight, buddy. If you need prayer tonight, come. We'll pray for you.
I can still remember the wonderful feeling back when I first got to know you. It seemed the world was mine. I had joy, I had springtime. But that's all just a memory anymore.
It don't have to be a memory. It can be a reality.
I guess I took my eyes off you, Lord.
Yes.
But I don't want this callous feeling anymore. Oh, please bring back the way it was before.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your very presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
desperate for you.
Oh, do you love him tonight? Oh, let's just raise our hands for me. He is here tonight, friend. He is here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Lord, thank you for the hungering and the desire in our soul, God. Thank you, Lord, for victory in the camp tonight, Lord. We believe that you are in the camp tonight, Father. And when the king comes in the camp, every devil has to flee. Every sickness has to go because Almighty God is in the camp. We ask you tonight, Lord, to come, Father. And may you go with us tonight, God. May you watch over us and protect every person tonight, God, I pray. May you bless their life tonight, God. Give them strength in their journey, I pray. Bless those tonight, God, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, friend.
And the church said, amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. All the time. All the time. God is good. Hallelujah. There's none like him, friends. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, my. Never turn it over to a preacher in this atmosphere. That's the wrong thing to do. Oh, God's good, friends. Amen. Amen. It's time to get away from the turtle walk. It's time for eagles to get to flying higher, friends. Hallelujah. Amen. We was built for this. We was built for this. This is not something strange for us. God made us this way. Hallelujah. He made us this way, friends. It's our genetic makeup. Amen. We are sons and daughters of God. Born in his image. To reflect him in this hour. Making it the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God's not dead. He's alive and well. Living in his people. Hallelujah. Casting out devils. Healing the sick. Raising the dead. Open blinded eyes. Giving the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said he would do it. And he's done it. He's kept his word tonight. Now do you believe? Hallelujah. 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 Woo. My God. I can speak Apache, Shawnee, Choctaw. I don't want. I can swear. Amen. Sometimes English ain't good enough. Did you enjoy the word tonight? I know you did. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my. Let me tell you something. I was sicker than a dog today. I was so sick, I couldn't hardly stand it. I laid in bed this afternoon. I couldn't hardly get up. But let me tell you something right now. I'm still as old as I ever was, but I've been renewed. I feel like a young man again. Amen. Do you love him? Praise God. Let's just bow. I know we got to go to school tomorrow, work tomorrow, but my God, we can rapture right now. Amen. Amen. And isn't he wonderful? May God richly bless you. Listen, friends, no matter what you face in life, no matter what your troubles are, no matter what the doctors would say, just look to Jesus tonight. We've seen him do so many things. It would be a sin for us not to believe. I said it would be a sin not to believe. Well, the doctor said it's the worst case. Good. I'm glad he said that. You know why? It makes it a greater miracle. Gives you something to testify about. Amen. Sometimes we go through things just so God can show us that he loves us. Amen. He comes and makes himself more real to us after the trial than he ever was before the trial. That's just the way God does it, friends. He's wonderful tonight. Amen. I guess I'll just pray and close. Let's just bow our heads. Remember the service Saturday night. Brother West, you preaching Saturday night. Is that right? I think I heard that. Brother West preaching. And then by God's grace, we'll be here Sunday morning. So it's good to be home. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Whoo, Lord. I just don't know what to say, Lord. I'm not a man of good words, God. Sometimes my words can't even express it, Lord. So just listen to my heart. Listen to what my heart says to you, Lord. We just love you, Father. We just thank you for your word tonight. You promised in your word, Lord, I will restore, saith the Lord. Your prophet taught us, dear Lord, that a return of the pure word comes the pure light, and we will return to the power of Pentecost to welcome back our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, these things are laying in the message, God. May we dig in and grab a hold of them, Lord, and not let go until they're manifested in our lives. Lord, bless Brother Andrew. Restore his strength, dear God. How we're just so proud, Lord. Maybe that's the wrong word. Just so happy, Lord, that you're using our brother, Father. I just remember years ago, starting out on the field, and I come across a quote where Brother Ram said, me an old man out there, see, may end out there 56 years of age, but it does my heart good to see these young men rise up that'll take this message and sweep it onto the coming of the Lord. Father, there was a time I thought maybe that quote was applying to me, but now, Lord, I look, I'm almost as old as the prophet was when he left the scene, but I see young men coming behind me, Lord. Oh God, you can't, the devil can't stop it, Lord. It's an unstoppable fire, Lord. The voice will go on, dear God. How we are happy for it tonight. And I pray, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the same anointing that raised my Lord from the grave, Almighty God, let revival fire fall in every home, dear God. May it fall in every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, God. One soul to the other, till the whole church, Lord, is a flaming fire tonight. Oh God, once more, Father, shake this community, Lord. Shake it, Father, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Grant it, oh God, we pray tonight. May your spirit, Lord, move among us, God. Oh, until our very bodies are changed, Lord. Bless the service, Lord. Bless the meetings in Ohio this weekend. Bless your little bride around the world. How we just love you tonight. How we just thank you tonight, Lord. How we just praise you tonight, oh God. Oh, Lord, as we depart from the building, may we never depart from your presence. And Father, I ask you tonight, may every sick person here, Lord, in the name of Jesus, may it leave them tonight, God. Oh, God, grant it, I pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things for thy glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Oh, it has been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's just sing it again, Brother Harry. Let it rain as we're dismissed in the fear of the Lord tonight. Amen.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Roll in the flood.